Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this evening's PeopleYouShouldMeet.com teleseminar called How to Energize Your Entrepreneurial Dreams. My name is Damien Sen, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the call this evening. In a very short moment from now, I'll be introducing our very special guest, Michael Bradford. But before I do that, I just thought I'd give you a quick idea about how this call will run this evening, particularly if you haven't been on one of our People You Should Meet calls before. Now, this call will run for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I'll be asking Michael a whole range of different questions on his experience and his journey, and also specifically on our topic of energizing your entrepreneurial dreams. Now, with the questions, like, I'll be asking some of my own questions, but I guess the vast majority of the questions I will be asking will come from the questions that were actually submitted through the website. So if you did submit a question when you signed up for the call, please do listen out for it. Now, it may be that I don't ask your question specifically, but please also listen very carefully to other people's questions because they may actually hold your answer as well. Now, just to give you a little bit of background about how I found out about Michael Bradford, I think it was around about a year ago when, like, a friend of mine passed me a DVD recording of Michael doing a seminar. I think it was in Wellington, New Zealand. And literally, I watched the DVD and just thought it was an incredible, powerful seminar. And I guess Michael was mixing the whole world of energy with a whole world of entrepreneurship. And I hadn't really, at that stage, seen a lot of people do that. So I was most intrigued and certainly wanted to know more. It's a real great pleasure then for me to interview Michael today and find out a little bit more about his work and go deeper into this field, because I do think it is a very, very interesting one and a very exciting one at the moment. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the call Michael Bradford. How are you doing there, Michael?
Doing great, Damien. Thank you for having me on the program.
Excellent. Now, Michael, I just thought we'd just start off by actually exploring your own journey with working with energy. I was just wondering how that all began for you.
Well, I'll give you the short version since time is at a premium. I basically started out left brain. I was very sensitive, and in order to function, I went for math, science, things that I could understand, things that I could define. So I wound up graduating high school, going to college, getting a business degree, and moving into the corporate world. I wound up getting also a master's degree in international management. So I spent up until the age of around 35 in the corporate world doing corporate turnaround, doing product manager, traveling a lot, working within the corporate structure. At the age of 35, I walked away from the corporate world and wasn't sure where I was going or what I was doing, but wound up on a spiritual journey that has taken me to 43 different countries, studying with the Peruvian shamans, Eskimo healers, Native Americans, the Maoris, you name it, I've been there and have the T-shirt. I actually have two books on healing and energy work, depending on which country you're in. In the UK, it's called The Healing Energy of Your Hands, and another book called Soul Empowerment. So for me, entrepreneurship, healing, intuition, and spirituality, you cannot do it successfully. You cannot do any of them successfully unless you do them all successfully. So it's a very, very important mix of left and right brain, higher self, inner child, working as a complete person on all levels throughout the energy patterns.
Brilliant. Now, did you actually find it a seamless transition from the left brain world of high finance across into the spiritual domain with
Damien, I wish it was an easy journey. No, it wasn't. Because what happened was when I walked away from the corporate world, I started feeling, I didn't realize how desensitized I was in the business world and basically how shut down I was. And as I took time for myself, as I did healing on myself, in other words, the whole reason I started the spiritual journey, and I didn't know I was consciously going on a spiritual journey, it happened. I started meeting people and being drawn and attracted to different things. So as I was on this journey, I found out, oh, I've got pain here, and I've got these issues, and everything started bubbling to the surface, sometimes overwhelming me. There were times when I cried for a period of months on end, just allowing things to wash through my system. But what happened is, as I was working on myself, as I was facing my issues, as I was addressing things that were coming up in patterns, all of a sudden my intuition opened up. All of a sudden my level of awareness, being able to sense what business deals were going to work, which ones weren't going to make, where the danger was, which people I could trust, which ones I couldn't trust. So when I moved from the corporate world, which was basically left brain, and work, to more right brain, sensing, feeling, being in touch with my feminine side, my intuition, my awareness, my sensitivity, that brought me to a whole different level of being. Then what I've done now is brought those both together, balancing my right and left brain, balancing the business world and the intuition. And at this point, it is absolutely amazing, because if you talk to me about anybody in the world, just by giving me their first name and you thinking about them, I could tune in now and tell you exactly what their issues are, what caused their issues, how many blockages they have in their body, how to clear those blockages. And I can also, if you talk to me about business situations, I could tell you pretty much which ones will work, which ones won't work, which partnerships will work, which ones won't, and how to resolve any challenges that are going on. So this whole level of evolution for me has been very challenging. And Damien, I need to be honest with the audience. I'm still going through this process. It is not something you do for 15 minutes or an hour or a day or a month or a year or 5 years. This is a continual process of evolvement.
Mm. I think that's a very important point. And I really resonated with you when you were talking about sort of leaving that left hemispheric world, because I certainly had a very similar path when I made the decision to leave the corporate world for good around 4 years ago. And I just remember distinctly one of the challenges that I experienced when I was in the corporate world was just going to work and wearing a suit every single day. And it was actually, I was so disconnected from that right brain, from that emotional self, that literally when I got home from work each day, I couldn't actually embrace my girlfriend at the time until I'd completely removed my entire suit and put something more comfortable on, because it literally in that suit of armor, I guess, I completely didn't feel who I was and felt completely detached and removed from my emotional self. So I really resonated with the way you described that, and also your transition as well.
Damien, I really want to honor you for sharing that, because if more entrepreneurs would share that, more business people and more sensitive people would share that, I believe people would have a whole different concept of business and success. And for me, unfortunately, a lot of people that are very sensitive, very caring, very nurturing, they look at the business world and they say, well, it's evil, it's bad, or there's something wrong with it. And the truth is, regardless of what our product is or what our service is, we have to know that until it is brought to the marketplace, until it is sold, until it is presented, until the gift is given, and there is a fair exchange, it's not fair to the person giving the gift. So for each of us, we have a talent. We have something special within us to give and to share with this planet. And it's very important that we have the skills to be compensated for it, and we know that we're worthy of it. And I'd like to share something. I'm probably jumping ahead in this phone call, but I'd like to share something. For many years, I gave my gift away for free. And I said, just, you know, any donation, because my self-image, self-esteem could not handle charging for it. And when I gave it away, no one honored it. I mean, people would buy me a cup of coffee, or they'd buy me a hamburger, or they'd buy me lunch at the most. But people didn't go ahead and pay me the value that it was worth. It wasn't until I placed a value on it, and I'm talking about going back to the mid-1980s, and I'm giving away my age. I am 63 years old, so I do have a lot of experience. When I started charging the effective cost of two massages, which was $100 in the United States. Now, in the mid-1980s, someone charging $100 for a healing session or consulting session was a fair amount of money. And people, the people that heard me and saw me, they really took me serious, and they came to me, and I had lots of clients. But we have to take ourselves seriously. We have to know that we're giving a gift of value, and we have to charge for it and make sure we're paid for it. And that's very, very important, and I cannot stress this enough, that we are actually doing a disservice to the people that we are serving and the people that are coming to us for services if we do not charge a fair amount so that we can take care of ourselves.
I think that's a really important point, and it's a point that I've certainly seen a lot in the mind-body-spirit healing world, where there is like stigma with some practitioners about just standing up and being in their power and owning the services they deliver to market and rightfully expecting to be rewarded well for that exchange of energy.
I think I'm actually a former trustee of the World Federation of Healing, as well as having the business background. I do actively healing work, energy work. I do a lot of work with everything, including ME, cancer. For those that don't know, chronic fatigue and ME are the same thing, low energy, energy blockages, everything else. And one of the big challenges we had was a lot of people do not charge for their services. But when it comes time for a conference or to go to Hawaii to go to a conference or to travel someplace or even to get further education, they don't have the money to do that. And for me, that's a shame. There has to be an exchange that's fair.
Mm. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Now, Michael, I just wanted to dig a little deeper into your journey, and I was just wondering if there were any teachers or experiences that were influential in the way that you've developed.
Well, there's hundreds of them, and most of the people that I know that really, really were special to me were people that gave me the hardest times. They're people who will challenge me, confront me on every aspect of my life. And I also want to take this into today's world and say, as an entrepreneur, I would like people around me that challenge me, that will stand up to me, that will tell me when they think I'm wrong. The worst thing you can have is a bunch of people that say yes, 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 as you go starting your business or running your business, and you wind up getting into trouble. Find people who will challenge you on all levels, throughout all dimensions, for those will be the true people that give you the gift of expansion. For me, it's all about risking, changing, and growing. And for me also, the very, very important things are work with people who can read energy patterns, people who can clearly identify and clear the energy patterns, people that have excellent intuition, and people who have, you know, for those people now that are in the audience, find people that have extensive business background and, if you're doing international work, international experience. For me, the people on my journey who have challenged me the most, a lot of them were simple people. They weren't the big names. They were people that I met that were on the land. They were very sensitive. They were very open. They were very, very connected. So there isn't one specific teacher. And the other part, Damien, that's been very interesting for me is I haven't stayed with any teacher for more than a year and a half. my journey has taken me, like I said, to hundreds and hundreds of teachers, and I watch and I listen, and for me, it's more about sensing the energy and remembering from the past as opposed to me learning new things, if that makes any sense.
Completely. And I do like that as well, just like just having that open mindset to really consider such a wide array or variety of different teachers. But like I do see a lot of people just getting hooked on one teacher and then not diverting and missing a whole spectrum of other powerful teachings that are available. And I really resonate with the approach of actually giving everyone your ear and looking at the things that are useful and valuable to you in the moment. And I guess with these people you should make calls, it's part of the ethos of it, of just giving people exposure to it, like a wide variety of different thinking.
Well, what's happened is, for me, I've gone beyond any of the teachings. So with all the different people I've studied with, all the different people I've had healing sessions with, and let me make this really clear, that the reason why I went on this journey, the reason why I've met all these people, was not to go and study them, not even to go to listen to them, but say, can you help me? I mean, a lot of the listeners talked in and said, well, I'm insecure. How do I deal with it? I procrastinate. How do I deal with it? I'm not sure how to take the next step. I don't have the money to back myself. How do I do this? The insecurities, the doubts, the fears, boy, I was loaded with them. And that's why I went on the journey. And that's what took me to meeting all these people. So my pain was actually my gift, because it didn't force me, but encouraged me and challenged me to look for answers in places that normally you wouldn't look.
Now, Michael, I just wanted to explore this whole concept of energy, and I was just wondering if you could explain how energy actually gets blocked, and for someone who has blocked energy, how can you actually go about clearing that blockage?
Okay, thank you. That's my passion. Okay, let's talk about clear energy. We are all energy beings. Every atom, every cell, every molecule in our body is energy. When the energy is clear, focused, high energy, high frequency, positive, we're relaxed, we're easy to be around, the energy is harmonic, congruent, we're trusting, open, inviting, we attract things, we're like a magnet. It creates safety for other people. When we're fully present in our body, our energy is clear. We're also more highly intuitive, and we're more sensitive and connected to ourselves and others. We can feel things. We can sense things. When we're in a negative state, when we have low energy, the energy is static. It's like disharmonic. It's scattered. It's low. It's dense, tense, not congruent, disharmonic. It repels people. It's choppy, fearful, angry, undermines trust, and we're not connected to ourselves or others. And it attracts negative experiences and negative energy. The way, I'd like to go ahead and give like four different examples of the way I see energy happening and how energy gets blocked in the body. If you imagine how we all got started on this planet, it was a sperm and an egg coming together. When we were started on this journey called Earth, was it the energy loving, kind, nurturing, or something else? Now, what I'm going to really encourage the listeners to do is to pay attention, to really listen to what I'm saying and feel and sense what's going on in your body, and this may help for you to understand where your challenges are. So the embryo is started when the sperm and the egg come together. From the point of conception till birth, we are in our mother's womb. We are not able to say, excuse me, Mom, you got your issues, I've got mine, they're so totally different. Mom, you take care of yourself, I'll take care of myself. We don't have that kind of awareness. When we're in the womb, we absorb all the energy from our mother, especially. We can from our father and our surroundings. So if people were born in a house where mom was doing really great, mom was happy, mom was peaceful, then we may feel very, very safe. If mom had a very rough time, if mom was in a war zone, or if mom and dad were fighting, or there was an alcoholic situation, then we may grow up and actually absorb all the negativity, all the fear of our mother. So this actually displaces our own natural energy, and we wind up taking on the energy of our mother. The other thing is, when the embryo is in the womb, it has one job and one job only, and that's called survival. So what happens is we stabilize. Even as an embryo, we send our energy to our mother to stabilize her so that we are safe. So a lot of people wind up running someone else's energy rather than their own energy, and they wind up having all these issues that aren't their issues. I'll get into an example later, but I'd like to go back to the idea also of birth, because some people come out very early, and these people are usually early for everything in life, and they're very active and proactive. There's other people that are just normal. They're born around the time that they're supposed to be born, and there's no issues. These people are pretty well on time. Then there's other people that are late. These are people that may not have wanted to come into the earth or been fearful or been scared. And these people wind up late for everything in life. And there's whole forms of psychology just studying the birth process and how it relates to how you interact in life. The other situation is from birth to age 7, people are in the alpha state, and that's where people meditate. The child is very, very open. It's not until the age of about 7 that a child starts defining themselves and setting up boundaries. So the whole process of conception to age 7 has a lot of information in it about what may have happened with you. There's another one. When we go through life, let's say we start off clear, and no one's ever clear because you have, you know, for those that believe in previous lifetimes, you have previous lifetimes in that. But you start on your journey in life, and you have millions, if not billions, of experiences a day. Those experiences in themselves are not important. They have no major impact. They just wash through you until you make a judgment. And the judgment can be, I'm not safe, I'm not enough, I can't trust men, I'm not safe, whatever it may be, or I can't trust women, or money isn't okay, or being happy isn't okay. And what happens is we shut down. Now, if I was physically in front of you, you'd see me take my fist and clench it. When you shut down, that's the energy blockage. And very, very, very few of us ever are aware of when we shut down. Now, if we were breathing and we were shocked, we might hold our breath for a minute. But if we don't breathe after a minute or two, we're going to fall down and faint. So we have to breathe again, and we know to breathe, but when we shut down energetically, no one is there to say, excuse me, you shut down energetically, open back up now, the danger is past, it's okay. No one is around to say that, so there is a tendency for us to stay shut down. Now, this shutting down can be the start of a drain on our energy. Actually, it definitely is. So if you want to say, where does illness come from? Where do self-sabotage patterns come from? Where does it all come from? It's from this shutting down and the energy being blocked. It takes tremendous energy to hold the tension and the tightness, whether it's in our shoulders, our stomach, wherever it is. It takes tremendous amount of energy to do that. Now, that is taken from our life force energy. We don't have that available to be successful. So what happens is that is the start, can be the start of a physical illness. Now, there's basically a couple of different kinds of people. There are people that are Duracell batteries, which is my body is strong, my physical body is strong, and I can withstand and take a lot of challenges, physically, energetically, etc. There are other people that are hypersensitive and their body does not have the resilience. These people, the energy will pull them down very, very quickly. So that's the bad news. The good news is once you can identify that blockage, and that's one of my fortes is to do that, once you identify that blockage, you address the blockage, and you release it, the body's a self-healing mechanism. I've even seen people with life-threatening illnesses totally shift when the awareness of where the blockage came from and why it came from, the decision, the experience, once that blockage opens, boom, the body heals itself. It actually comes back into alignment. So that's the good news. The other thing I wanted to say was there's something I call the health equation. And there's a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual aspect to health and also success. You've got the mental, which is our attitudes and belief systems. If you have negative attitudes and belief systems, what happens, you're actually sabotaging yourself. If you have positive mental attitudes, yes, I am successful. Yes, I do deserve success. Yes, everything will work and is working perfectly right now, then everything will be a lot smoother. The physical, of course, we talked about the energy blockages and having good food. The other issue with the physical is if you've got a communication issue, the blockage is probably going to be in your throat. If you got to have an issue about love, it's probably going to be in your heart. Fear would be your kidneys. Anger will be your liver. So if you're aware of where things are showing up in your body or what your issue is, you can actually address the individual organs. The emotional, if we address our emotional issues, our anger, our fear, we have dominion over our emotions. If we do not face our fears, if we do not work on healing ourselves on an emotional level, then our emotions will sabotage us and they'll run wild just like an unruly child. And to share with the audience, my biggest challenge coming in this lifetime was working with my emotions and my feelings and learning to deal with my incredible sensitivity or oversensitivity. Because I'll just walk by people and I'll pick up feelings and emotions. And Damien, I'll give you a little bit of a laugh and the audience. I've actually had menstrual cramps. I've been doing healing work on women who have had very bad menstrual cramps, and I'll double over in pain. So I sympathize with all the women in the audience. And
a few women on the call that wish a few more men could actually pick up that feeling.
Yes, and the other thing is I've actually sat next to or had my back next to people that were drunk, and I didn't know that, and I walked away with a hangover. Mm. Now, the good news is, wow, I'm sensitive and I can feel things. The bad news is I pick up so much stuff that I've had to learn how to clear my energy and not allow myself to pick up the energy of other people and of what's going on, especially now with the planet. The other part of this is the spiritual aspect. We have not, we've been taught about religion, but very few of us have actually been taught about spirituality. And when I talk about spirituality, I'm not talking about most of what people get in a organized religion. My spiritual connection is a personal direct connection with the energies. I'm leading a sacred tour to Egypt in October, and we'll be working with these energies. And for me, one of the greatest joys is connecting with these energies and having a personal relationship where these energies will work with me and assist me to help other people And they're as real, Damien, as you and the audience is. So for me, it's very, very personal. And these beings, and here again, if you're dealing on a spiritual level or even a religious level, I'll include religious here, and say that if we believe there is a higher power, if we believe that there's something beyond ourselves, then we can tap into that resource. We can ask for help. We can sit back and say, okay, you know, I can't see the way forward. Okay, intuition. Okay, guides and teachers. Okay, spiritual energies. Can you help me? The one thing that I'd like to say here, Damien, is that we have to be cautious of the type of energies we're communicating with. So some people, any spirit or any energy that'll start communicating with people, they may get excited and say, wow, I'm special, this energy is communicating with me. And for me, I will only work with those energies on the master level of the white light or higher. So there are different levels of spirit energies, the same way there are different levels of professional people with experience. If you have a health challenge, you would want to go to a specialist, not just someone that's learning. And it's in the spiritual world also. You have a lot of discernment to learn, or most people have to learn this. I had to learn this. So it's even working in a spiritual field, you have to learn the protocol and more information about how to work with these energies. Do you want to ask me the next question, please?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Michael, I just resonated with what you were just saying earlier on with the physical. And I guess for me personally, I made the decision, I guess when I was on that process of opening up to, like, allowing myself to be more sensitive, one of the decisions I did make was to actually stop drinking alcohol. And that was probably around 6 or 7 years ago now. But I did have that exact experience where, like, I stopped drinking, but literally would go out for drinks with friends and literally have that sensation of being hungover the next day without having actually touched a drop of alcohol. And it actually took me a while to work out the dynamics of energy and how that was actually affecting me rather than the actual consumption of alcohol itself. So I thought that was a really interesting thing, and it's not something I've heard anyone else say before.
Damien, for anyone that goes on the journey of self-discovery, I see, the dysfunctional family says don't talk, don't trust, don't feel. So if you really, really, really want to make progress as an entrepreneur, as a person, start talking, start trusting, start feeling. I guarantee you it's going to be a challenge to learn how to do these things and how to do it properly, because these are skills that very few people really have. A lot of people talk, but they don't talk about what's really important to them. They don't talk about what's sacred to them. And again, trusting, there's different levels of trust and feeling and dealing with feelings. For me, it's all about risking, changing, growing, stretching. It's about communication. And, you know, when we start growing and changing, and even in business, notice where the resistance is coming in. Notice where you're getting scared. Notice where the tension is in your body. Notice when you have lack of self-confidence. And as you're paying attention, you'll see where your blockages are. If you really want to know where your blockages are, you really know what your challenges are, ask your trusted friends, ask your partners, ask ex-wives or ex-lovers, or and if you're really open and they're really good friends, they'll tell you the truth. Mm. And that's the way to find out, one of the ways, or call a person like myself to find out what is really blocking you. Part of the challenge too, and I really, really honor therapists, I honor NLP people and hypnosis, people that are working in the healing energy. I'm a master Reiki practitioner. I'm a master NLP and an NLP trainer. I'm a master hypnosis practitioner. I've got over 12 certificates, including a master's in international management, but I've got 12 certificates in over 12 in healing modalities. But what I find is most people do not, unless you've developed your intuition, unless you know how to read energy, most people cannot go to the core of the challenge. So what happens is you're working through the layers of the onion rather than going directly to the root cause. And again, part of the gift, part of the uniqueness of my work is where whether the blockage is from now or a time from the past, which I may call a past life, and sometimes I'm working with people, I'll tell them stories. They may be real or they may be just the images that I'm seeing. But when you get to the core of the issue and you resolve it at the core level, then what happens is all the layers of the onion melt away and fall off.
Can I say, Michael, that was certainly one of the things that struck me just watching your DVD, was just how you, literally when you're working with people on stage, how you have the ability to go right to where the core energetic blockage was, and just the ability to read the energy pattern, but also to blend that with like your intuition was phenomenal.
Damien, when I have a person that is really committed, really sincere, it takes a matter of minutes. Most of the people that I work with maybe for an hour, one session. I don't do 3 months or 6 months. I do have mentorship programs and coaching programs where I help people. But most of my private sessions, I'll see a person one time and that's it. Mm-hmm. If the person is ready and willing. Now, on one level, someone can say, well, I'm ready and I'm willing, and yet you look at the energy and go, no, you're not, you're kidding yourself. I shouldn't say you're kidding yourself. You're saying the words, but the energy is not congruent. Now, your soul, your spirit, always wants you to have the most and the best. And we're all learning and having different learning lessons. And the object of life is not how many toys you have. One of the things, and again, I'll share with the audience very openly here, I haven't gone for the money. I haven't gone for the power. And one person said to me, Michael, you know, why aren't you more successful? Why aren't you on stage like Deepak Chopra and all these other persons? And I sat back and I said, wow, I never even thought about that. And what came up was an answer from deep within me that really surprised me. And what came out was, you know, when I leave this planet, I will take with me so much knowledge and so much experience. I've been to 43 countries. I imagine I'll be to another 20 before I go. I will have worked with thousands of people, touched their lives, and helped them to change, to heal, to grow. And I have learned myself and challenged myself in so many different areas and have done amazing things. And I don't have, you know, I'm not driving a Ferrari, and I don't have £1 million in the bank, although that can easily happen, because that hasn't been my God. That's not where I worship. Where I worship is, how can I serve my fellow man? How can I help my brother, my sister? How can I help these people coming to me? And how can I stretch and learn and grow myself? How can I challenge myself? And there's been plenty of times, Damien, on one of my trips, my first trip down to Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore, I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't know where I was going to, what was going to happen. I almost canceled the trip. And someone sent me an email, and they said, hi, I understand you're coming down to Australia. My name's so-and-so. How can I serve you? And they talked to me, and they helped me with some reservations and just so I knew someone. And that gave me the courage and the confidence to move forward. But being scared, having doubts and fears, is natural. The question is, do we allow them to control us, or do we take control and do we make the decision and we take a deep breath and we move forward?
Yeah.
This sounds like a good place to get into some of the questions.
I highlighted a couple here, Michael, that I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
And I'm just going to... This question is actually linked into the soul's purpose and actually follows in very nicely from the way you were describing your own journey with your work. And this question comes from Anna in the United Kingdom. And Anna wanted to know, how can she know when she's actually following her soul's purpose instead of just listening to her ego needs?
Okay, Anna, for me, what I do is I get quiet. Either for me, I walk in nature, or I do something, or you can, it's interesting, what I'm seeing as I'm talking to you is you can even take a hot bath, a bubble bath, and sit in the bubble bath and ask yourself, what do I really, 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 really want to do? Not to what other people say you should do, but what do you want to do? What is your heart really want to do? What would make you sing? What would give you the most joy? And explore that. Now, I'm going to tie this in because there's some other questions that came in and said, well, do I jump? You know, I've got this job, and do I jump into something else? And what I would say is do it part-time, make sure it works, test the waters, always, always, always find an expert in the field to talk to. If you're going to go and start a cookie company, find out people that have been very successful, read up about people that have been very successful making cookies or starting a business or marketing. And the truth is, making cookies is great or making a product is great or a service, but if you do not have a unique marketing strategy or marketing approach, will it ever get out there? And that's the question. So following your soul's purpose, I would ask for a dream. I would talk to people. I would talk to check your own energy. Do you feel strong? Do you feel weak when you're looking at different projects? Your body knows. And the caveat on that is you have to know which energy you're paying attention to. And you can do that, or if you really need some help with that, or some specifics, talk to other people you know that are successful and sensitive and open, or call a person like me and then review what it is and check out the energies and see. So there's a number of ways to do that.
Well,
thank you for the question. It's a great question.
Yeah, I certainly endorse those comments as well, Michael, just in terms of really accelerating your development. If you have the opportunity to work with people who've walked a path that you want to walk, it certainly will enable you to progress much, much quicker.
Okay. I want to say two parts to this because this is really, really special for me. There's an old Jewish statement that says if three people tell you you're dead, lay down, okay? But there's another part to it that I've come up with. If the whole universe tells you you're dead and you know you're not, then stand tall. Now, the real people that are the movers and shakers of the world or the people that really make a difference are people that go out there and they listen to everyone or they do some research, or they look at things, and then they say, I'm going to do it anyway, or I'm going to make the commitment to do this. And I may, in the process, develop something that's so new and so unique that it's different, even though everyone says it can't be done. So I want to really encourage the listeners to be brave, be bold. I want to say be realistic, but when I say be realistic, I don't mean be negative. I mean make sure that you have tested before you jump. And sometimes there's no way to test. And sometimes you just have to jump if that's what you want to do. And boy, that's where you're going to learn. And sometimes you're going to be supported, and sometimes you're not. However, if you look at the world as a feedback system, and you pay attention and you learn from your supposed mistakes, you'll do fine. And always, if you can, stay in a place where you can recover from any risk. So some of the people say don't put all your eggs in one basket. There's a lot of ways of saying it. But there's a difference between risking and being smart about it. And I have many times in my life, I had my own oil company, and the market turned on me in 1985. I got wiped out. I had my own book publishing and book distribution company. We didn't get all the facts. We got wiped out in 1980. Those were phenomenal learning lessons. I got a lot of education out of that. And I learned things that next time I will do things differently. And I can also advise people because of the challenges that I faced. Some of them I was very, very successful at, and some I wasn't. But I'm doing my best to encourage, but at the same time do your homework. Okay, next question.
That's great advice. This question is all about energetics, and it's a question from Vic in the Netherlands. And Vic asks, my dreams have been energized, but the current economic climate in South Africa is de-energizing this. I wonder how to solve this problem. So I guess by that question specifically, Michael, but I was just wondering if you can also just broadly comment on how to operate in a world where the energetic pattern may be not consistent with
yeah.
your own energy. Like how do you navigate that terrain?
Okay, Vic, everything is in change, and this is for everybody. It's not just for Vic. Everything is constantly in change. What you have to find out is what is the product, what is the service, what do you have, you as a person, what is the special, unique gift that you have to give? Now, for me, I am working internationally. So I work around the world with people because the economic climate in South Africa may be de-energized. You may be able to use South Africa as a way to manufacture or do things to sell products or services in other countries, or you may create an alliance with other people. I'm working with other people in New Zealand. I'm working with people in Singapore. I'm working with people in the United States where we're combining energies and dreams and to create a better product, and it's win-win. So look bigger and look at it differently. Sit down with friends that are trusted friends, people that are business friends, people that are from different let me give you a quick story. Many years ago, I wanted to import something called tepescuita. It's an herb, a bark of a tree from South America or Mexico, and it heals third-degree burns and keeps a person from getting infections. And I called in 10 of my most trusted friends, and I said, give me feedback. Is this a good deal or is it not a good deal? And boy, did I want to do this product. And they sat down, and they were able to show me, Michael, you're never going to be successful because, number one, you can't control the market. Number two, you have to do a lot of testing to get it into the United States. Michael, you have to – and by the time they got done, I was sitting on the floor crying because my dream was bashed to nothingness. But yet those people gave me the greatest gift because they saved me from spending 3, 4, 5 years on something that wasn't going to work because they could see things that I couldn't see and wasn't willing to see. So, Vic, this for you and everybody else, get a group of friends together. Say, look, you know, let's help each other. Will you spend an evening? I'll buy pizza and beer or whatever you want to do, pizza and tea or however you want to operate. I'll buy some food. Let's all have a dinner together. And can you spend the evening and can you help me with look at this business situation? There is always, always, always a way to make money. There is always, always a way to serve. And you have to look differently at the situation. The other thing I'll say again is ask in your dream state or ask your mind a question, how can I do this differently, or what shall I really do, or what is it in my highest and best interest to do, and allow yourself, your subconscious mind or your higher self, whichever you want to call it, your guides, teachers, whatever, to bring that information to you. I will guarantee you, you'll either hear someone talking, you'll read it in a magazine or a newspaper, you'll see it on the internet, you'll hear someone talking, or it'll be on the TV, or some way something will stimulate you where the answer will come to you. And again, get a group of people together that are committed to support you.
Yeah, Michael, we're literally coming up to the end of the hour, and I know there's such a fascinating field of work, and the different strands of study that you bring together, really, like the level of specialized knowledge you have is quite phenomenal. And I know that the people on this call or people who will listen to this recording, what you've shared on this teleseminar will certainly arouse their interest. I was just wondering for people who are resonating in that way, just wondering how they could actually work with you in the future.
Well, when you started talking in the beginning about the DVD, I have that DVD, and I'm willing to send out the CD, which is a 45-minute healing meditation, and the DVD for £15 if you just send me your contact details through paypal.co.uk, and it's michael@theintuitiveadvantage.com. That's my PayPal account. If you want to send me an email, I also do coaching. I do private sessions and mentoring. And actually, the other thing I'm willing to do, which I haven't mentioned in the past, is if someone has a great idea, I'm even willing to joint venture with them. So I will leave that one open.
Create some very interesting conversations. And Michael, you also mentioned on the call earlier on as well, like you've got a trip coming up at the end of the year as well. Did you want to?
Correct. That trip is fully booked. There will be others. I'm looking at possibly doing one to the Native American Southwest, where I used to live in Santa Fe and Taos and Sedona, Arizona, and Chaco Canyon, Canyon de Chelly. So there's a number of things that I'm looking at doing in the future.
So watch your space. And if people wanted to actually find out more information about your work, where's the best place for them to look online?
Theintuitiveadvantage.com would be one. Okay. I also have another website called michaelbradford.co.uk, which is more about the healing work. But... Is there contact details on the website that you're sending out, Damien?
There will be. Yeah.
Okay, we'll put my email on there, and if you're really interested in my working or helping you or anyone that you know of, please let me know. Damien, I would like to wrap up with something, if I may.
Sure.
For me, there's four keys. If you're authentic, you're really real. Who you are, what you project is who you are. That's one of the keys. A lot of people are inauthentic. They try to be, they pretend to be, they act like. But if you're authentic, people are going to get it. The other thing is being internally referenced. rather than letting the world tell you what to do, what to think, and how to act, go inside yourself. Tap into your own inner knowledge. That's called being internally referenced rather than being externally referenced. Stay in your body. You are given a body because that's your vehicle for expression. If you're out of your body and you're not present, you're not going to be as strong, you're not going to be as clear, you're not going to be able to deal with situations. Be independent as opposed to being codependent. We all need love, approval, and acceptance from others. However, if we do not give that to ourselves first, then we are at effect rather than at cause. We're not the master of our own universe. I realize, Damien, that in this conversation, I've been pretty passionate about what I've been talking about. And I just want to say that I've seen so many miracles, what other people would call miracles, just through a subtle shift in people's awareness of themselves. And everyone listening, and God bless you, I mean, I've looked at some of these, the countries coming in, you know, the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Tanzania. I mean, I was absolutely amazed at the people, Canada, that are on this call. And I just want to say, God bless you. Go for it and be as successful as you can be and as happy as you can be and be true to yourself. Thanks, Damien.
Michael, fantastic. I actually just wanted to take this opportunity just to acknowledge you, Michael, and like you've given of your time freely over the last hour, and you've also spent a lot of time just reading the questions and considering the responses that actually came in through the site. So I just wanted to acknowledge you for taking this hour to share your expertise, but also just to acknowledge you for really spending the last 25 years of your life doing this incredible work and just standing up in the world and actually sharing it, because I think it is incredible, and it's just been a real pleasure for me to actually interview you through this teleseminar.
Damien, I've really enjoyed it, and I really wish everyone the utmost of success, and I will be more than happy to help you as a gift too, Damien.
Excellent. Thanks, Michael.
Okay,
So for people who would like to download this recording, it will be made available tomorrow for free on the People You Should Meet recordings page. So if you just check back on the site or check out in your inbox, because I will be sending out an email giving you a heads up about the availability of the call. And yeah, Michael, thanks very much again for your time, and thank you everyone for contributing to this teleseminar series. It's a real gift for me to be able to hold this space and to be in touch with so many remarkable people that are only too willing to share their remarkable gifts. So thank you everyone, and thanks once again, Michael.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Okay, we look forward to having everyone on the call very soon. Take care.
Thank you.